Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're learning Be'ezus Hashem, Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara brings down that Rabbi Kler Roshayla, Bebari Heich. This din that we learn that Rabbi Yechem and Meroika says, that HaTorah Nesn Reshus Lahanch L'chol Misha Yirtze, is it only true by a Shchivimra, or is it also true by a Bari? And we find here Machlekes Rashba and the Ritva on this tzad that a bari also could be manchel l'chom yishe yirtze zok the Rashba, but he would have to do it with a shtar. The Ritva argues and says lo yadana mai kamar. I don't know why the Rashba would say such a thing. The Ritva grada doesn't bring it from the Rashba. He brings the Ravid as having said the same as the Rashba. He brings b'shem the Ravid that if a bari could be manchel, he would have to do it al yidei shtar. And on that, the Ritva says, "Lo yadana mai kamar." I don't know why he would say such a thing. Ma esek shtar bekan. What shaychus does a shtar have over here? The Ritva goes on to say, "Is this kinyanim v'chi haknahi? Is this kinyanim that we're talking about? Hanchalahi. It's a nachla. It's a yerusha. Yerusha never goes with shtaris. So therefore, the Ritva holds that avadi you wouldn't need a shtar. The Rashba and the Ravid hold that you would need a shtar." For a bari to be manchel, he would have to write in a shtar whom he wants to be manchel to. Now, it's important to clarify that this shita of the Rashba and the Ravid, that we do need a shtar, although they speak it out in the case of the bari, and as we'll explain in a moment, it only becomes negea lemaisa in the case of the bari. That's why it only arises in our Gemara here on Kuf Lamed Aleph, Rav Shaila b'bari heyach. But in Lamdus, it doesn't really come up dafka because of this shayla that it's bebari. In Lamdus, this machlekes Rashba and the Ritva is negeya to the whole din of Rabbi Yechim and Baraika that the Torah Nesu Shus L'Adam L'Hanecha L'Chom Yishe Yirtze, according to the Rashba, that whole din was meant al yidei shtar, and according to the Ritva, that whole din was meant without a shtar. But that which the Rashba only speaks out his chiddush over here by a bari is because of a technicality. Because lafi the tzad, that Rabbi Yechim and Baraika didn't say his halacha by a bari. He only says it by a shchiv merah. By a shchiv merah, we have a different halacha. Which is, even if you're not calling it a Yerusha, even if you're going with a Lashon Matana, there's a halacha that divrei shchiv merah, kiksuv necham esurim dami, which is a takana d'rabbanan shalai sitruf datei alav, so that even if he's giving a matana that's in Gansim b'teres kinyan b'teres matana and not with the parasha of Yerusha and Hanchala, he still doesn't need a shtar. A shchimra could give things away bal peh without making any kinds of kinyanim, a takana d'rabbanan. So now, when he goes with the teres Yerusha, when he uses the lashon of Yerusha, so even though there it's din de raisa that allows it to be chal, it's the din of v'hayu b'yam hanchila yizbanav, but it's still le'gara for when he does the p'teres matana, and so you'll have the takana of divei shchivra k'ksib necham esurim dami. So l'fi the tzad, that the din of Rabbi Yechim and Baraka is only true by a shchivra, so then the Rashba will never say that you need a shtar. Because even though the din de raisa, the gzeres ha'kosav of v'hayu b'yam hanchila yizbanav, means ayidei shtar, but if it's only true by a shchimera, we'll always have the takana d'rabbanon of divrei shchimera k'ksiv necham esurim dami. So mamela the shitas harashba is only negeya by a bari al hatsad that Rabbi Yechim and Rekha said it also by a bari. Oh, by a bari, there's no din of k'ksiv necham esurim dami. So zok the Rashba, then you'll need a shtar. But again, by a shchimera also midei raisa, the Rashba would have also said that you need a shtar. It's only because of the takana d'rabbanon that you don't. So what we have really be a seid is a machlaikis in the Gzeres HaKosov of Ahayu B'yam Hanchila Yizbanav that the Rashba and Kanira, the Ravid, also hold that the Gzeres HaKosov means Al Yedei Shtar. And the Ritva, like we said before, Layadana Mai Kamar Ma'esek Shtar Bekan. It's a Yerusha, it's not a Matana. Why should you need a Shtar? Pesvayis Dois L'Chayr from the Shitas HaRashba is that even though, yes, it's a Yerusha, it's not a Matana, it's not a regular Kenyan, but even though it's not a regular Kenyan, but it still has some connection with Gidrei Kenyan, that the din of Hanchal, that the Torah was Mechadesh, when you appoint a new Yerush, something other than, different than from the Yerush that the Torah designated, You need something that goes with Gidre Kinyonim in order to make that go into effect. With discovering this Shita of the Rashba, Achrayim point out is for Enfert Akasha that Rabbi Kiveger asks on the Inyan that we were talking about in the previous Shia, on Daf Kof Lamed. We said over that there's a big machlekes Achrayim, we mentioned the Ksais and the Nesivis and other Achrayim are also involved, about whether the din of Hanchala, Rabbi Yechim and Merega's din of Ahayu Yem and Chilei Hezbanav, applies even to a Dover Shalai Bala Olam. We mentioned that the Ksais in Siman Rishon and Gimel, Sifka and Ches, holds that you could be manchem even a Dover Shalai Bala Olam. We mentioned that the Nesivis argues, the Nesivis in Reish Pei Aleph says that no, you can only be, just like you can't be Makne a Dover Shalai Bala Olam, you also can't be manchel a Dover Shalai Bala Olam. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Shalat HaTshuvas, Kuf Lamed Beis, talks about this machlagis. He brings down the Marit, who said also, like the Nesivis, that you can't be manchel a Dover Shalai Bala Olam. And Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a raya from a Rashba in Kedushin. I'm going to say over very bekitzer the Sugyas Hashas in Kedushin Daf Samach, because the discussion of the Rishenim over there, there's more than one prat in the Rishenim over there that's Negeya to us. There's a bit of a discussion in Rishenim over there that pertains to our Sugyas. So I'm going to say over the Gemara Bekitzer. The Gemara talks about a case where somebody gives a get to his wife, and he gives the get al tanai al manasha tinnili masayim zuz. Then the person dies. There's a shita of one tana that says that even though the husband died, she should still fulfill the tanai. She should give the masayim zuz to his yarshin. And the way the Tana speaks it out is la'achiv u'la'aviv u'la'echad min ha'yarshim. And Taisus says Sakasha, what do you mean echad min ha'yarshim? Sounds like it means a child or a nephew or a cousin. In fact, Taisus, it's talking about a case where there's yibam. Otherwise, we wouldn't be interested in whether the get is chal or isn't chal. He's already dead, so she's free to remarry, unless there's a yavam there. So we're talking about a case of yibam. So obviously, he has no children. And in the case of Yibam, there's only one Yairish. The Torah says, V'haya b'char shatelid yakam al-shem achav ha-meis. The Gemara in Yavamus learns out from there that the Yavam gets the Yerusha. He takes the whole Yerusha from the achav ha-meis. So what's the echad min ha-yarshim? Sounds like it could be a nephew or a cousin. A nephew or a cousin can't be Yairish. The Yavam is Yairish. Tosfos says this kasha. In the Tosfos HaRash, he says a teretz, he says, based on this our sugya, he says, look at the Gemara Bava Basa Daf Kof Lamed. Rabbi Yechim and Berek says, Hatera Nesem Shus La Adam La Hancha L'Chol Mishe Yirtzes. So even though in the case of Yibam, the Yerusha Dei Raisa goes straight to the Yavam, but if the Mace had designated somebody else, L'Mashal, let's say one of his nephews, as a Yerish, then that Yavam would be Yerish. Instead of that nephew, would be Yerish, instead of the Yavam, because that's the din of Hanchala. The Torah gives him the Rishus Nahanach L'chol Mishe Yirtze. That's this Torah is brought down in the Tais HaRash. In the Rashba, he says that some Malei HaTais wanted to say such a Vart, and Zuck the Rashba, but it doesn't work well to answer this Kasha. Because the money that we're talking about over here, the husband gave a get to his wife and said, Amen Nasha Titnuli Masayim Zuz, and we're talking about those Masayim Zuz. The Masayim Zuz that will come to the husband after he dies, when his wife comes to pay it up, there's no din of Hanchala on that. The Lashon of the Rashba is he calls that Ro'i, he compares it to the din of Ro'i like we find by a Bechor, that a Bechor doesn't take Pishnayim in Ro'i like he does in Muhzik, and the Rashba borrows that and applies it in Arsig, and he says that the din of Hanchala also doesn't apply on Ro'i like it does in Muhzik. Rabbi Kiva Eger equates this with the Indian of Dover Shalai Bala Olam. It's be'erech the same thing. Ro'i means it's something which he doesn't have yet. It's something that's going to come later. And if the Rashba is saying that there's no din of Hanchala on this Masayim Zuz because he didn't have it yet, it's only Ro'i, it's not Mukhzik, he didn't have it yet. Zakhtar Biki Vager, what I hear from there is that there's no Hanchala on a Dover Shalai Bala Olam. So Biki Vager says this is the Kash L'Chair and the Shita Sakseis HaChayshin. Sakseis HaChayshin says that it passes the din Hanchala, even on a Dover Shalai Bala Olam. Hanchala is different than Kinyanim. And Kabichal, even on a Dover Shalai Bala Olam. Frektor Vikivager, there's a Mefurish Araya in the Rashman Kedushin. He speaks up a Feirish that there is no Hanchala on a Dover Shalai Bala Olam. Kumtsigen Rosh Shlomo Rozovsky, and he writes that Alpi, the machlekes that we see here in our sugya, machlekes Rashba and the Ritva, that the Rashba holds that every hanchala needs a shtar. And even though he only says it, lemaisa by a bari, lefi atzad, that Rabbi Yechim and Berke said is din by a bari, but in lamdis b'yasei, the Rashba holds that the whole din of hanchala, din hanchala in the Torah means al yidei shtar. So even though it's not so clear why Gino you need a shtar, ma'esik shtar bekan, the Ritva said, but like we said, it's clear that the Rashba holds that the din of hanchala is supposed to go with gidrei kinyanim. But the other Rishenim don't agree. The Ritva and other Rishenim also, the Rav Rishenim hold like the Ritva says ma'esik shtar bekan. The Rashba is more in the minority. He's not Mamash Adas Yachid. The Ravid is also like the Rashba. But the Rashba is more in a minority in holding that the din of Hanchal is supposed to go with Gidrei Kinyanim. Melezak Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. He says, good, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger found a Rashba in Kedushin that says that there's no Hanchala on a Davar Shelo Yivel Yodam. But Avada, the Rashba would hold that way. The Rashba, the Shitasai, who holds that you need a shtar, he holds that the din of Hanchala goes with Gidrei Kinyanim. Of course, no one would expect him to hold that it could be Chal on a Davar Shelo Yivel Yodam. Just like you can't be Makna a Davar Shelo Yivel Yodam, you also can't be Manchal a Davar Shelo Yivel Yodam because Hanchala goes with Gidrei Kinyanim. So that the Rashba holds that way, that's not such a surprise. Aber Lamaisa, most Rishonim here in our sugya don't hold like the Rashba and hold that you don't need Gidrei Kinyanim, you don't need a shtar. Ma'esik shtar bekan, they say it's a Hanchala, not a Hakna. So it could very well be that these Rishonim that argue with the Rashba over here might also argue with the Rashba in Kedushin and say that you could also be Manchal Davar Shelo Yivel Yodam. So there's a makom for the Shita Sakseis HaChayshen, Alpi, the Shita of the Ritva and the Nebuka Yosef and the other Rishonim that hold that way over here, that you don't need a shtar when you're coming to be Manchal. And will be Moisif that the Teis HaRosh, Lahedya, says this way in Kedushin. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't have a Teis HaRosh. He had the Rashba who brings down that some Rishonim say this and he says, but it's not a good pshat. But Lamaisa, we have this as a Teis HaRosh. So the Teis HaRosh holds Lahedya that you could be Manchal Adav Shlav Ali Aylam. That you could be manchal davar shelo yivel yodam, that's like the ksais, and that we could connect with the Ritva over here. Not that we have a riot that the Ritva would necessarily hold that you can be manchal davar shelo yivel yodam, but according to the Ritva, that he says ma'esik shtar bekan hanchal is in ganz and different than hakna, we could very well hear that you may be able to be makna a davar shelo yivel yodam. And don't bring me riot from the Rashba, because the Rashba of all people, he's the one that holds that it most needs to go with Gidrei Kinyanim, so of course he holds that you can't be Manchal Davar Shelo Yivel Yodam. Let's go on to the next discussion. But it's really me'inyin le'inyin ba'isei inyin. Let's read weiter in the same shtickle Rashba. The Rashba said a chiddush, that the din that a Torah nasu shus la'av la'hanchal chomisha yirtzeh is a din that requires a ma'isei kinyin, a shtar. Without a shtar, you wouldn't be kinyin, mideraisa. Zok the Rashba, I'll bring you a raya. The raya is because there's another din that we find in the Gemara, which is similar, which seems to overlap a little bit with this din, and that is the din of matna shchivmera kechsuvim v'chemesurim dami, or divrei shchivmera kechsuvim v'chemesurim dami, which is a takana d'rabbanon, that a shchivmera whose mitzava machmas misi is on his deathbed, and he's giving instructions what to do with his property because he's about to die, so Chazal were worried that if he wasn't confident that we would follow his instructions, Sitchef Date love, he would get upset and that would bring about his death. So they said that any instructions that he gives are chal without a ma'aseh kinyan, without a shtar. Now, this din has a very important exception. It only works when he gives away all of his nechasim. Then he gives us the impression that he's being mitzava machmas misa, that he's giving this away because he's about to die, and then we're worried, shle sitchef Date love. But a matna shchimera on miksas nechasim, there the din is that it doesn't work. Even though he's a shchimera and he's on his deathbed, if he says one particular property, this summer home that I have, should go to a certain relative, should go to my nephew, to my cousin, he's not kaina. Because if he really felt like he was about to die, he would be talking about all of his nechasim. Elamai, he stam wants to give him a matana. To stam give him a matana, he has to use regular hilchas kinyanim. That's the halacha of that it only works when it's called nechasim, it doesn't work on mixas nechasim. Zok the Rashba, but if the didim in our sugya, the din that a teretz was just avlahan chol chamish yirtze was chal without a ma'isa kinyan, then why do we say all over that a matna shchimra b'miktsas, a matna shchimra on partial nechasim, isn't chal? There's a very simple way to make it bichal. Just use a teretz, use a lashon of yerusha, instead of calling it a matana, call it a yerusha, and then it'll be chal. It'll be chal good. It won't be chal with the takana of divrei shchimra k'sumim v'chem surim nami. It'll be chal even better. It'll be chal with the din d'oraisa of hatera nesu shus la'av l'han chal chal mishi yirtze. And we find all over that Chazal assume that a matna shchimra b'miktsas isn't chal at all. If the Ritva was right, that you don't need a shtar for the din of hanchala, it should be chal with the teres hanchala. And la'al kurchach took the Rashba. From that which matna shchimra b'miktsas is not koine, is a raya, that the din of hanchala, the din of Rabbi Yechim Berek and Ar Sugya, is not an eitza to help where the din of matna shchimra isn't working, because this din needs a shtar. The whole din of matna shchimra is that it's k'ksum v'chim v'sirum dami, that it's supposed to work without a shtar. So then the Gemara is right when the Gemara says all over that a matna shchimra b'miksas doesn't work. It means because if you're in the sugya of matna shchimra, you're trying to make something b'chal without a shtar, and that b'miksas taka doesn't work. You could use the din of hanchala, yeah, but hanchala needs a shtar. So from that, it's muchach that hanchala only works with a shtar. That's the Rashba's raya. He says that the din of Arsugya, the din of Rabbi Yechim and Baraika, only works when you write a shtar. And now, l'chayra, this raya is a kasha on the Ritva. The Ritva, l'maisa, said that the din of lahan chal chomish yirtze is chal even without a shtar. So on him, it's shver, I would say, why isn't that an eitze for the din of matna shchimira? Even when Chazal weren't misakin, matna shchimira should work, like where it's matna shchimira b'miksas, but it should still work, at least if he uses the teres yerusha, it should work als the din of hateres mishus la'av l'han chal chamisha yirtze. But the teres is that the Ritva himself, although he doesn't lehedya address this raya of the Rashba in his shtickle here on Kuf Lamed Aleph, he doesn't address this raya of the Rashba. But there's a shtickle in the Ritva on Daf Kuf Lamed, where the Ritva asked the exact same kasha of how come a matna shchimra b'miktsas doesn't work, let it work, at least if he uses it, a lashon of Yerusha, let it work for teres hanchala. And the Ritva gives a different teres to this kasha. Because the Ritva on Daf Kuf Lamed klar rechakira, that which Rabbi Yechim and Baraka teaches in our sugya, that a teres nesu shus la'av l'han chal chal mishi yirtze, is that dafka if he's giving away all of his nechasim? Or is it also true on part of his nechasim? We know there's no din of matna shchimra b'miksas. What about lahanchel b'miksas? Is there a din of lahanchel even on miksas nechasim? Zok the Ritva, there's no din of lahanchel on miksas nechasim. And what's his raya? He says such a chiddush. And his raya is, because if there was a din of lahanchel on miksas nechasim, then why would we find in the Gemara that a matna shchimra b'miksas doesn't work? Let it work b'teres hanchala. At least if he uses the lashon of Yerusha. From the fact that it's clear in the Gemara that a matna shchimra b'miksas doesn't work, it's a raya that the din of hanchala has the same requirement as the din of matna shchimra, that it only works if you're giving away all of your nechasim. So the Ritva used the same hechrich that the Rashba used to prove his chiddush that hanchala needs a kinyan. The Ritva used this hechrich to prove an under chiddush, the chiddush that hanchala only works when it's on kol nechasav. So it turns out that these two diyunim, the diyun of whether the din of lahanchel requires a kinyan, requires a shtar, and the din of lahanchel, the diyun of whether the din of lahanchel requires that it be kol nechasav or whether it's chal also on just mixas nechasav, turn out to be tulim zevizet, these two diyunim. Even though bepashtus in lamdus, they have no shaykhis to each other, one bepashtus has no shaykhis to the other, but in Cheshbon, they turn out to be totally, because the raya to each one is from the same kasha. Each one uses that kasha as a hechach to his chiddush. The Rashba, who wants to prove that the din of lahanchel needs a kinyan, he uses this kasha. That otherwise, why isn't the matna shchimra b'miksas going to be chal? It must be because the din of lahanchel needs a kinyan. Now, if he held like the Ritva, then obviously he wouldn't have a raya. So the Rashba doesn't hold like the Ritva and Daf Kuf Lamed, The Rashba holds that there's no problem of being lahanchal but mixas nachasav. You can be machal mixas nachasav, kol nachasav, mixas nachasav. It's all the same thing with the Rashba. So therefore, the Rashba was bothered. Why isn't the matnash chimra but mixas going to be work b'teiras hanchala? And for the Rashba, does that mean that the din of lahanchal needs a star? The Ritva, who doesn't agree that the din of lahanchal needs a star, so he asks the question, then why then doesn't a matnash chimra b'mikzas work? So he uses that to boyes his chiddush that the din of lahanchal doesn't work on mikzas nachasav. Take a look at the nesivis in Simon Reish Pei Aleph, Sivkot and Gimel. The nesivis is bothered. This chiddush of the Ritva, which again is really a Ritva and Daf Kof Lamed, how could the Ritva say such a vart that a matnash, that the din of lahanchil doesn't work on mixas nachasav? It only works if you're giving away kol nachasim, but it doesn't work on a mixas nachasav. Frek the nesivis. L'chayri, it's not like the whole shak levitaria here in our gemara and daf kuflam and aleph. Nachamal, the Ritva isn't here on our gemara. The Ritva is on the previous daf and daf kuflam. There, the Ritva said this chiddush that there's no lahanchil on a mixas nachasav. Aber frek the nesivis. The ganze shak levitaria daf kuflam and aleph talks about Rabbi Yechem ben Breika's din in the context of ksubas binin dichrin. Ksubas binin dichrin is the halacha that a person is manchil to those sons that he's going to have from this wife, the yerusha that he's going to get from this wife. He's not being manchil to these children, all of his property. The rest of his property are going to divide it equally between these children and the other children that he has. But the ksuba that he's going to yarshan from their mother, that he's being manchil to them. And the Gemara has a tzad that that should work, also b'yechem and b'reikas din of terenas v'shus la'av l'hanchil chom yishe yirtzeh. Now, in a chanami, the Gemara ends up saying that it could be over there. There's a different reason why it works, because it's a tanai based in. But the Gemara never objects that the din of l'hanchil shouldn't be shayach over there, because it's only mixas nachasav. Frek the nesivis. How can the Gemara even clare such a tzad? Let alone that the Ritva holds this way seemingly as a maskon, and the Ritva paskins that the din of lahanchil only works when you're giving away all nechasim. But if you're giving away mixas nechasim, there's no din of lahanchil. How does that stem with our sugya? Our whole sugya is about being manchil mixas nechasim. That's the ksubas bin indichrin. So the Nesivis says a teretz. Zot the Nesivis, because when our sugya assumes that the applies the concept of the din of lahanchil to a ksubas bin indichrin, and Memele is naming on that the din of lahanchil works even on a mixas nechasim, that's all within that side of Rava's Ibaya, that there's a din of lahanchil also by a bari. Bari, Rava, at the top of our Gemara. But bari heyach, is there a din of lahanchil only by a shchimra, or is the din of lahanchil also by a bari? And the Gemara goes on to bring this Shakavatai, Rav Nassin and Rebbe, by Ksubas Bin Indichrin, and applying the rule of Rabbi Yechem and Vareka to Ksubas Bin Indichrin. And from that, the Nesiva said, we see that there's a din, that Rabbi Yechem and Vareka's din applies even by Mixas Nachasav. Zuck the Nesiva, yeah. It applies even by Mixas Nachasav, Lefi the Tzad, that it applies also by Abari. Because the two diunim are Tulim Zavazet. But Aliba de Hilchasa, that we paskin, the Rift Akapaskins, we'll talk more about this later, but Akapadon, the Rift Paskins, that the din of Rabbi Yechem and Breka only applies by a Shchimra and not by a Bari, so then we'd fall away from the assumption of our Sugya that it applies by Mixas Nachasav as well. Because Zakhla Nesivis, in Lamdas, these two diunim are really totally on the same thing. It's totally on whether the taima dekra of this gzeres hakasav that ater nusnu shus la'av lahanchil chom yishe yirtzeh, is that because he's a mitzava machmas misa or not? The Gemara declares: is it dafka by a shchimra or is it also by a bari? Why should it be dafka by a shchimra? The tzad that it's dafka by a shchimra, zakhtu nesivis, is because the reason why the Torah gives him this Rishus is because he's being Mitzavah Machmas Misa. When he's being Mitzavah Machmas Misa, so he gets to determine how the Yerusha should work. But if it's not Machmas Misa, then he can't affect the Hilchas Yerusha. So mainly it only applies by a Shchimra. A Shchimra is being Mitzavah Machmas Misa. A Bari is not being Mitzavah Machmas Misa. That's the tzad that should only work by a Shchimra. the diyun of whether it only works with mixas nechasav or dafka b'chol nechasav, it's only the same thing. We know that the din of matnas shchimer k'chlim v'chim mesurim dami, that the kana d'rabbanan only applies when it's kol nechasav, not by mixas nechasav. Why? Because Chazal tell us that a person that's giving away mixas nechasav, he doesn't seem to be mitzava machmas misa. He seems to be doing an ordinary matan, and has no shaykhus of the fact that he's about to die. So, on the tzad, that the din of lahanchil is because he's b'savah machmas misa, then it should only apply to chol nechasav. But if it's not because of being b'savah machmas misa, then it should apply even to mixas nechasav. So, zaktan and nesivis, the two din and mamish go together. So, yeah, in the tzad of the Gemara, that it applies also by a bari, that means it's not because he's being mitzav machas misa, then it'll apply and mix as the chasav also. So our Gemara shtel suits ksubis min and dichrin. No reason why it shouldn't work by ksubis min and dichrin if it works for a bari. If it works for a bari, you don't need to be mitzav machas misa. Then it could work on mix as the chasav also. That's why the Gemara assumes that it works by ksubis min and dichrin. But the fee that which the Rif paskins, that lemaisa, it doesn't apply by a bari. Oh, it only applies by shchimera, because you need to be a mesavah machas misa. If you need to be a mesavah machas misa, then it'll only apply when he's giving away kol nechasav, not mixas nechasav. The male of the Ritva is able to say on Daf Kuf Lamed, where he's talking on Liba de Emes, on Liba de Hilchasa, he's able to say that the ksubas, that the din of lahanchil only applies when it's kol nechasav, even though it's not like our Gemara. Our Gemara applied it to ksubas bin and dichrin, because our Gemara is going on the side of Babari, and he's going over there on the side that it only works by a shchiv mira. Let's go back now to the Indian that I mentioned a few minutes ago, the Shaila of how do we paskin in this Boya of Rava, Babari Heyach, is the din of Lahanchel Dafka by a shchiv mira or also by a bari? And as I mentioned, the Rif paskins that it's only by a shchiv mira, which Lachaira is a surprising conclusion to the Gemara, because that's not how the Gemara was pashit. Rav Masharshi came to Rav and said, Toshima, he brought down a conversation in Shakavatar between Rav Nosson and Rebbe, and he concluded, Vishma mino afilu bebari, that we hear from this Shakavatar of Rav Nosson and Rebbe that the din of Lahanchel is even by a bari. So why does the Rif say that it's only by a shchimra? Zok the Rif, because it's really a boya delay of shita. Because even though, true, the Gemara said Rav Masharshi brought a raya and said Shemamina Afilu Babari, but then Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaya. The Gemara went on with the Shakavataria questioning that, and even though Abaya answered up Rav Papa, but then Abaya said Lav Milsihida Amri, and then the Shakavataria continued on Amalei Beis, the last step of the Shakavataria before the two dots, the Gemara never ended up really resolving that the Tartzin was correct, so therefore Zuck the Rif, it really blibes the Bayer Delay of Shita. So by the life shita, so then we say that we're maimed the money by the muhzik, which means the regular yershim, the natural yershim, and people that want to come and take it away, als the din of lahanchil, they're considered a moitzi from the muhzik, and so therefore we don't allow them to take it a moitzi mechaver lefaraya. So we don't allow any din of lahanchil by a bari. That's the Rif's psak. The Balamar argues on the Rif. The Balamar says, what do you mean? You have Maskanas HaGemara. The Gemara comes to a conclusion, Shema Minah, Afilu Babari, Shema Minah. The Balamar was Geiris, a double Shema Minah. That it said, this is right in the middle of the Amud, Be'erich, the 15th line on Kiflam and Aleph, Amud Aleph. We have the words, V'Shema Minah, Afilu Babari. The Balamar was Geiris, V'Shema Minah, Afilu Babari, Shema Minah. And Zok the Balamar, that's a Maskana. And once the Gemara comes to a Maskana, so that can't get undone later just from an unresolved Shaklavataria. And furthermore, Zuck the Balamar, the Raya originally was from Tanayim. We brought a Raya that Rav Nosson, that Rebbe, hold this way. Later on, the Shaklavataria, the Kash, the Tourism, that's Rav Papa, that's Abaya. You don't slug up a Maskana based on Tanayim because of a Shaklavataria of Amirayim. So therefore, the Balamar says, don't call it a Bayit Lay of Shita. It was Nifshat. The Rav Masharshi was Paishet, based on Rav Nosson and Rebbe, that the din of Lahanchel applies even by a bari, and so the Balamar paskins that way. There's a very interesting piece here between the Balamar and the Ramban, the Melchamas Hashem, in which, although at least Pashtus, there don't seem to be so many Nekudis in Lamdis that they're arguing about, but there are some very interesting Yesedis in how to learn a Shakavatari of the Gemara that come up in this Masumatim between the Balamar and the Ramban. the Balamur still the Vekha Klal, that if you ever find Shmamina, so that's a Maskana and in Maskana Acher Maskana. The Ramban says back to him two things. First of all, the Ramban says, like we saw in our Gemara, that not all the Svarim have this Girsa. Ataka, our Gemara doesn't have the Girsa of Shmamina Afilu Bavari, Shmamina, which is Girsa of Shmamina Afilu Bavari. But the Ramban says more. The Ramban says that even if you will have your Girsa, Shmamina Afilu Bavari, Shmamina, so it's a very emphatic Maskana, but that which the Bala Marshtal Avekta, that there's no such thing as a Maskana Achar Maskana, he said, Zakhtar Ramban, Rabbis Bois Batalmun Maskana Achar Maskana. It's not so unusual. He brings in particular a Gemara, it goes through a Shtukal Barich, it's a Gemara at the beginning of the fourth parak of Sukkah, where the Gemara comes to a Maskana, and then it's almost a full daf later, you see the Gemara seems to be working with the opposite assumption, and Zakhtar Ramban, the Pshat is because it's a Maskana Achar Maskana. The Shakavatar, you're following the Shmamina, ends up undoing the hechrach to the Shmamina, so he can fall away from it. And that's one nekuda that the Ramban and the Balamar argue about. And also, that which the Balamar said, that you can't undo a maskana based on Tanayim just because of the Shakavatari of Amirayim, because after all, the Amirayim can't argue with the Tanayim. The Ramban writes, and this nekuda, he doesn't say in the Melchemes, but he has the same piece in the Chidushim, and over there he says something very interesting. He says, that which we never argue on, what we find from Tanayim, that's only if the words of the Tanayim are brought to us in a Mishnah or in a Braisa. But if you take a good look at the Lashon of our Gemara, Amalei Misharshi L'Rava, Toshima, Da Amalei Rav Nassim L'Rebbe. Rav Misharshi said to Rava, come and listen to what I heard that Rav Nassim told Rebbe. So it's just a Shmua Bal Peh, a Maseira that Rav Misharshi had, that Rava maybe also had, about a conversation between Rav Nassim and Rebbe, but this conversation between Rav Nassim and Rebbe was never recorded in a Mishnah or in a Braisa. That's not called the Teiras HaTanayim that the Amarayim can't be chaylik on. And so over here, we could taka undo it even based on Kashas and Terutza and Mashak Vatari from Amarayim. This the Ramban writes in the Chidushim. What he writes in the Melchemes, like Abi, this argument that Amarayim can't argue with Tanayim, he says something very interesting. He says, when Rav Nassim says Shanisim Mishnasim Karbiyechim Mbreika, Dr. Ramban, I don't read that Belashin Nichusa, that he was stating that, but rather it was Belashin Shela. Rav Nassim himself wasn't sure. He meant to be asking Rebbe, are you going like Karbiyechim Mbreika? Dr. Ramban, what's my raya? And here I'll tell you a vart that's very geschmack if you learn when you're going through the Gemara with Rashbam, if you're going through it carefully, this will be very geschmack, because there was one line in the Gemara which the Rashbam threw up his hands and he said, I don't know what this is coming for. Take a look at the Rashbam on the first wide line. The Ramaschal man shematale de islei hai svara zuk the Rashbam yitur lashin hu deloit sarach. Why does the Gemara have to speak out? This is after the words of Rebbe and Rav Nassim. The Gemara says, Elish Mamina Yarsun Tanan, that's the end of the words of Rebbe. And then the Gemara says, Man Shematle de Islei Hai Svar Rabbiyechem and Mbreika. Rashbam says, Yitra Lashon Hu. Meaning, because we already knew from the words of Rav Nassim that we're going Alibad Rabbiyechem and Mbreika. We brought Rav Nassim, then we brought Rebbe, and then the Gemara says, Man Shematle de Islei Hai Svar. We already knew that from the words of Rav Nassim, so why does it have to speak out that the words of Rebbe are going Alibad Rabbiyechem and Mbreika? So the Rashbam basically said, yeah, these words don't play any role in the Shaka Vitaya. Zak the Ramban, the Teretz is, because Rav Nassim never meant to be saying it b'teres a statement of fact. Rav Nassim was only saying it b'teres shela. So therefore, Zak the Ramban, he brings it right from this Lashon that the Rashbam called a Yitra Lashon. He says, no, I see from there that Rav Nassim was only saying it b'teres shela. The middle is Zak the Ramban. The Balamar can't argue that, oh, we can't undo a conclusion of Tanayim based on a Shaka Vitaya of Amarayim. Rav Nassim, the Tanam, was never saying it as a fact. And therefore, we could follow what comes later on. And if later on, based on the Shaka Vitaya of Amarayim, the Hechrach falls away, so the Rif is correct in calling it a Bayi Delay of Shita. So these are some of the interesting Nekudas that are discussed between the Balamar and the Ramban. I'll call upon them. We have this Machalikas Vishenim, the Rif and the Ramban, and also before the Rif, Rav Haigoin, Askin that they considered a bayit leiv shita, and therefore la halacha they consider that the din of Rabbi Yechim and Breik is only by a shchiv mirah, while the Balamar, and also from Friyadikar, Rabbi Nechanan is also on this side. The Balamar's shita is that no, the maskana of the Gemara is meant as a real maskana. That when it says Shema Minah Afilu Babari, the Gemara is being poshut the shayla, so they hold la halacha that the din of Lahanchel applies even by a bari. Now the Rashbam is very important. Take a look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam Amalei Rav Papa Abaya Zok the Rashbam Rav Papa Lav Abaya de Rav Akoi de Ha Ifshita Ella Amay de Kamali Rebbe the Rav Nassim. The Rashbam says that the whole shakl of Atariyah of Rav Papa and Abaya never meant to be challenging the raya that Rav Masharshi brought. The beginning of the Suga Amalei Rav Masharshi li Rav Toshmar, Rav Masharshi brought a raya to Rava that Rav Nosson held that Rav Yechim Rekis Halachas Afilu Bebari, and that raya, Zogt Rashbam, was never questioned. The whole following Shakta Vitari between Rav Papa and Abaya was all, why did Rebbe have to respond like this? Why couldn't Rebbe respond like that? But the Hechach from Rav Nosson that Rav Yechim Rekis did is Afilu Bebari, that was never even questioned. Which means that the Rashbam Avada is going to go like the Balamar, not like the Rif. The Rif says that the whole following Shaka Vataria undoes of Masharshi Yisraya, and even the Balamar is Moide that Rav Papa and Abaya are challenging the Raya, but Zuck the Balamar, but we're not going to follow Rav Papa and Abaya over the Raya from Rav Nosson. But the Rashbam is learning the Shaka Vataria in such a way that the Rif's psak doesn't even have a leg to stand on. There is no Shaka Vataria challenging the Raya from the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara asked the Shaila, the Gemara was pushed at the Shaila, and that's the end of the discussion. And the whole rest of the Shaka Vataria is on a different Indian, according to the Rashbam. So the Rashbam, therefore, also would paskin like the Balamar, like a Reina Hananel, that there is a din of Lahanchel even by a Bari, and it's very important to add one more Rishon, and that is the Ritva. The Ritva also says that he agrees with the Balamar that the Gemara was poshet that the din of Lahanchel is afilu bebari, and that's the halacha that we paskin that it's afilu bebari. And the reason why this maramakon, the Ritva, is very important is because this shikl Ritva lechayra slugs up the tliya that we said before that the Nesivis made. The Nesivis brought down the Ritva from Daf Kuf Lamed, where the Ritva says that the din of Lahanchil is only when you're giving away all of your Nechasim, but not when you're giving away just Miksas. And the Ritva is Tekash from the din of Ksubas Menin Dichrin. And the Ritva gave a Teretz. That's only on the Tzad of Babari. Yeah, on the Tzad, that there's a din of Lahanchil Babari, there could also be a din of Lahanchil Miksas Nechasim, but since we don't paskin that there's a din of Lahanchil by a Bari, so too we won't paskin that there's a din of Lahanchil by a Miksas Nechasim. It would be a very nice shikul teira. The tliya is a geshmak tliya, but it doesn't work without the Ritva, because the Ritva he paskins that the din of lahanchel does apply even by a bari. That's the halacha. So if he says on daf kuf lamed lahalacha that the din of lahanchel is only when you're giving away all nechasim and not a mixas nechasim, that has to shtim even with the tzad that the din of lahanchel is only by a bari, which is not like the Tzli of the Nesivis. Now, on the Nesivis, it's not a Grace of Tema, because the Nesivis didn't have a Ritva. The Nesivis was getting all of his Ritvas from the Nimukhi Yosef. And the Nimukhi Yosef only brought down the first Ritva, doesn't bring down the second Ritva. The Nimukhi Yosef brought down Hashem of the Ritva, that there's no din of Lahanchel on a Mixas Nechasav. But he doesn't bring down that the Ritva paskind that the din of Lahanchel applies to Afilu Babari. He brings down that there's raid among the earlier Rishonim, that the Rav Haigoin paskin one way, Rav Nechanan paskin the other way, the Rift follows Rav Haigoin, and that's the end of his discussion. But we, Lemaisa, are Zeicha to the Chedusha HaRitva, and we see that the Ritva Taka did paskin like the Balamar, like Rav Nechanan, like the Rashbam, that there's a din of Lahanchel even by a Bari. So if that's his Halacha Lemaisa, and he says on Daf Kuf Lamed that the Halacha Lemaisa, there's only a din of Lahanchel on Mixas Nechasav, so that has to be true even in the tzad that there's a din of Lahanchel afilu babari, in which case the Nesivis as Kasha comes back of how does that shtim with the Gemara Sushtel to Ksubas Menin Dichrin. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that the Rabbi Yechim and Beregis din of Lahanchel could be used to explain the din of Ksubis ben Dichrin on that the Nesibis was Metama. But Ksubis ben Dichrin, that's giving away only Mixas Nechasav. If the Ritva is right that there's no din of Lahanchel on Mixas Nechasav, how could you use the din of Lahanchel to be Mazbe the din of Ksubis ben Dichrin? And that Lacheres de Blaib Shver. Rav Dimitrovsky, in his notes on the Nesibis, he's Ma'ira this problem that the Nesibis is Tzliya doesn't work, but Das the Ritva himself. Rav Dimitrovsky is Maisif that a very Kishmak and Maramakon, that there is a Makar in Rishainim for the Nesibis' Tzliya. Meaning the Etzim Shtikal Teira of the Nesibis is a Kishmak and Shtikal Teira, that these two Diyunim should be told as a Bezeh. He says that that's Mefurish in the Ramah. The Ramah is Be'ikr on Daf Kufnun Aleph, but he says it's also, you'll find it Bekitzer over here, in the Ramah here on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Ramah Taka says that the din of being manchal mixas nechasav is totally on whether or not there's a din of lahanchal by a bari, just like the Nesiva says. So it's a geshmak etzliya, but to use it as a teretz for the Ritva, that the Ritva shouldn't be nistar from our Gemara that says that you could be, that there's a din of lahanchal gabik subis ben indichrin. For that, the Nesivis Shekel Teira is not going to work, because the Nesivis Lamaisa holds that Lahalacha, there is a din of Lahanchal even by a bari. So that Kasha L'Chair blives by Tzarechiyon. Let's go on now, Be'ezus Hashem, to the second sugya of Dav Kuf Lamed Aleph, which is the sugya that starts at the two dots on Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, HaKaisiv, Kol Nechatzav, L'Ishtai, Lo Yasoh, Ela Apatrapa. And the Gemara ends up saying that it's not only L'Ishtai, it's also L'Bnei HaGadol, and not only L'Bnei HaGadol, but also L'Bnei HaKatan. And the Gemara ends up, as the Rashbam explains, that it's any time that the person names in the shtar a person who's roi to be mechaved, a shchibimer writes in the shtar that he's giving all of his nechasim to a person, and that person is someone who's roi to be mechaved, then we assume that the shchibimer meant only to be mechaved the person and make him into a boss, to give him power and authority, and to make him the apatrapa, but not to really make him a bailim on the nechasim. So therefore, layasor el apatrapa. Now the Rashbam writes that be'etzim this sugya, this halacha is not shayach to our sugya. Really, it has nothing to do with the halacha that we've been talking about so far of atari nesos shus la'adam l'hanchel l'chom yishe yirtzeh. And it was only brought into our sugya agav rucha, because the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Beis is going to bring down boi rava b'bari heyach. And just like we clarified about the halacha of l'hanchel, back on Amud Aleph, boi rava b'bari heyach, and here's another halacha on which Rava cleared the same shayla of b'bari heyach. So the Gemara brought it down over here, agav rucha. But be'etzim this halacha is not shayach to the din of l'hanchel. Aber frek the riff, frek in the alavi shaynim, that while it may not be directly related to the din of l'hanchel, and it's just a coincidence that brought it into our sugya, aber l'chayre it's a direct stira to the din of l'hanchel. Because the din of l'hanchel says that the shchibimra could choose one bein bein abanim and say, I want all of my nechasim to go to that one. I want him to be my yeresh and dvar of kayamin. Then that yeresh is going to get the whole yerusha. And here we're saying that if a person chooses one son and says, kol nechasim should go to that son, lo yasoh el apatrapa, he's not kaina. So this halacha of Shmuel is seisu the din of Rabbi Yechim and Reik in the Mishnah. The Rif and all of the Rishonim talk about this kasha. And for the riff, that the key word here in the Gemara is the very first word, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel HaKaisev. Over here we're talking Dafka B'Ksiva. When he does it with a shtar, then we say L'Yasu El Apatrapa. The Mishnah, where it said that a person can be manchil all of his nechasim to bein bein abanim, that's talking about Balpet without writing a shtar. The Rush brings down this teretz of the riff and says that L'Chaira, it's a Svara Hafucha, V'Chihura Kaichai. A shtar l'chera usually makes things better. Over here we're saying that if he would do a balpeh, then the ben would be kaina. But because he wrote it in a shtar, then the ben is not kaina. Then we say l'yasoh el apatrapa. But then the Rush brings down b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, and other he brings it b'teres ulai, and other rishonim, the Mukhi Yosef says this as the pasha pshat in the riff. They explain that even though it's true that it's ironic perhaps that the shtar should make the kayach weaker, but since the whole reason for this halacha of L'Yasoh El Apatrapa is because we assume that he was doing it to give kavod, so that idea is much more plausible with a shtar, because a shtar is le'kala, and if you're trying to give somebody kavod, so the idea is that people should know about it. There's no kavod if you do something private that nobody hears about. So therefore, the svara behind Shmuel's halacha over here only makes sense when you write it with a shtar. So that's the hezber behind the riff.
Al-Kapanim, that's Teretz number one, that Shmuel is talking about with a shtar, and Rabbi Yechim Amorik in the Mishnah is talking about Baal-Peh. The Rashbam has a different Teretz. The Rashbam already raised this kasha back on Daf Kuf Lamed, Amud Aleph, and Dibur Maschel Halacha. He was ma'irer that there's a Gemara coming up, which seems to be safe to the din of the Mishnah. And the Rashbam said that the din of the Mishnah is talking about where he says it with a lashon of Yerusha, where he says that this son should be Yerush Meinachasim. And over here, Shmuel in Arsig is talking about where he uses a lashon of Matana, and he says that this son should receive, I'm giving this son my Nechasim. Zakt the Rashbam, Shmuel says that we interpret his words to mean that he's making him an apotropa. If he said that he's giving him a Matana, we could interpret the words that way. That's still, it's not maybe the simplest meaning of the word Matana, but it's still consistent with the word Matana. You could say that Matana means giving, I'm giving it to him, but I'm not giving it to him to be a Bailim, I'm giving it to him to be an apotropos. So when you use the word Matana, you could mean apotropos. But the word Yerusha makes no sense at all if you say that you're becoming an apotropos. An apotropos doesn't yarshin anything. So when you use a lashon of Yerusha, then Shmuel wouldn't say la'yasal apotropa. Then it's muchach lahedya that he means for him to be a real bailim, and therefore over there the son is kainah. The Ramban is ma'irer that be'etzem the svar of the Rashbam. He wants to know why the Rif didn't say it this way. He says be'etzem the svar of the Rashbam is really barer. Nobody could dingzach that when he uses the lashon of Yerusha, it doesn't mean an apotropa. It can't mean an apotropa. It can only say that when you use the lashon of Matana, because then we're not being oikir the whole lashon of Matana. But when he uses the lashon of Yerusha, if we would say le'asal apotropa, that would be oikir the whole lashon of his expression that he used of Yerusha, and nobody would say that. So like the Ramban, the Rif is also moide to that teretz of the Rashbam that Shmuel wouldn't say his halacha in a case of Yerusha. I mean, the Rif didn't want to say the Rashbam's teretz because he didn't want to say that the Mishnah is limited to where he uses the lashon of Yerusha and wouldn't be true when he uses the lashon of Matana, because like the Ramban, that the Mashmos in the Mishnah is for keret. The Rabbi Yechim and Breikas Chiddush is that you could be manchil leben bein abanim even with lashon Yerusha, and that the Chachamim argue on. But if you use the lashon of Matana, then for keret, then the Chachamim would also be ma'ida. That is, if there's a lashon of Matana bein mitchil bein me'emza bein b'seif, that's the Mishnah daf chavav. Then even the Chachamim are ma'ida that the Matana would be chal. So that's why the Rif didn't want to say the teretz of the Rashbam. Avada the Rashbam is right that Balashan Yerusha, you don't have the din of Layasal Apotropa. But he didn't want to say that Balashan of Matana, you always have the din of Layasal Apotropa, because in the Mishnah of the Mashmo, it says that Kol Shekin, you can be Mancha with Balashan of Matana, you can give Levain Miramponim and Balashan of Matana. Therefore, the Rif had to say that the Halacha of Shmuel is only true in your Kesev and not when you're Omer. The Rashbam Lechira is a Tzarechim. How could the Rashbam say that the din of the Mishnah is only when you use Lashon of Yerusha, and he'd be worse off when he uses Lashon of Matana if the Mishnah is Mashal for Keret, that even the Chachamim would be Moedid Yerbeichim and Mareka when he uses Lashon of Matana? We'll come back to that in a few minutes. This, what seems to be a Tzarech Ein in the Rashbam. Al-Kapar himself, we have two Terutzim. There's a third Terutz, the Rebbe Magash says, that although Shmuel says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Ishtal Yasoh Ela Apotropa, but he doesn't mean that there's no way to overcome that. If a person just writes that I'm giving all my nechasim to my wife, or I'm giving all my nechasim to this son, so we assume that he means to make him an apotropa. But what if he writes a lashon that makes it very, very clear? He writes in the shtar, I'm giving my nechasim to this son, and I don't mean to make him an apotropa, I mean to make him a real bailim. If he's mevarer lashonei heitev, if he makes it very clear what he means, so that it's impossible to say that maybe he really means apotropsis, so then Shmuel is moida that the son will be kaina. So Zakhtri Magash, that's the pshat of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about when he's mevar l'sheni heitev, and Shmuel is only talking about where he uses a less clear lashon. That's the only time that we say la'yasoh al apotropa. Here again, the Ramban talks about how come the Rif didn't want to say that teretz. So the Ramban brings down that some rishonim say that the Rif doesn't hold of that. The Rif holds that the halacha of Shmuel is always true, even if the person is mevara heitev. And the Ramban says, that's divrei havai. Because again, He says, how could we say Layasu al Apatrapa if he writes Lahedya in the Shtar that I mean this even if he's Layasu al Apatrapa? So Avada Zuk the Ramban, the riff is moided to the Svara of the Rimagash, to the Chiluk of the Rimagash. Nervous, he didn't want to say it. That's Pshan in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah doesn't indicate that we're talking Dafka where he's Mavar Lashani Haytev. The Mishnah just says that if he chooses a Ben Abanim and he gives it to him with the Lashon of Yerusha and Kol Shekein with the Lashon of Matana, then the Ben is Kaina. So the Rift thought it was a Deichik to make an Ukimta on the Mishnah that is talking about Dafka where he's Mavar Lashani Haytev. So you'll notice that the Ramban is saying that really all the Terutzim are correct. The Rift holds of the Rashbam, the Rift holds of the Rimagash, that their Chilukim are correct, but he thought that each one is not a good Pshan on the Mishnah. And we pointed out that on the Rashbam in particular, he had a stark Taina. How could you say that that's Pshan in the Mishnah? After all, in the Mishnah, it's Mavur that if it works with the Lashon of Yerusha, Kol Shekein will work with the Lashon of Matana. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva says that if you put together the Teretz of the Rashbam and the Teretz of the Rimagash, you come out with a very nice Teretz, which gets around both of the things that the Ramban was saying that the Rif found to be a Deichik, and it answers up the Kash that we had on the Rashbam. Dahainu, that we'll learn Pshat in the Mishnah that Taka like the Rimagash said, that the Mishnah is talking about when you're Mavar Hetev. I frek the Ramban, but that's a Deichik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say that we're talking Daf when you're Mavar Hetev. And with the Ritva, it's not at all a Deichik, because the Mishnah, our Mishnah, used the Lashon of Yerusha. And Yerusha, like the Rashbam said, the Lashon of Yerusha is like a Mavar Hetev. Because to say lo yasal apetrapa is completely inconsistent with the lashon of Yerusha, so the lashon of Yerusha is mevar hetev that you don't mean an apetrapa. Then when we're medayek that what the Mishnah says for Yerusha kol shekein that it's true for matana, yeah, that's a nice deek. It's got to be true for matana also, but it's matana dumya de Yerusha. Just like Yerusha is a lashon that's mevar hetev that you don't mean apetrapsus, so too that which is meduyek in the Mishnah, that it'll be chal b'lashon matana, also means a lashon matana that's mevar hetev, that you don't mean an apotropsis. So that's like the Rimagash, that the Mishnah is talking about dafka when you're mevar hetev, and it's not a deichek, because it's meduyik from lashon matana dumya de lashon Yerusha. And with that is meyusha of the Rashbam also. The Rashbam who said that the Mishnah is talking about lashon Yerusha, and it's going to be different by lashon matana, and we tiny it, aye, but it's mevur from the Mishnah daf kuf chavav, that ad the rabbi, the chachamim are going to be moide when you use lashon matana. Teretz says, yeah, that's a lashon matana, that's mevar hetev, dumya de lashon Yerusha. But Shmuel over here is talking about a lashon matana, that's not mevar hetev. One final teretz that I want to bring in, that the Ritva says, I'll be the words of the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar has a very interesting chiddush in the whole sugya, a chiddush which la halacha, the other Rishonim don't accept. The Baal Amar writes, and that which Rav Yehuda Shmuel says, a kosev kol chasav l'ishtai or l'bnai, l'yasoa ela apetrapa, we only say that when it makes sense, when there's a reason to think that he would want to make an apetrapas, dahainu, that either his yershim are small children, or his yershim are b'medina sayam. Meaning, there has to be a need for an apotropos. But when there's no need for an apotropos, then we wouldn't say le'yasoy al apotropos. Now, the Baal Amar says this vart, he says this limitation on the Mishnah, but what's unusual about this shtickle Baal Amar is that he makes no mention of the Rif. As everybody knows, the whole sefer of the Baal Amar, Mizrachi Halevi wrote his sefer Hamar, Agadol Hamar, HaKatan, the whole thing was to ask kashus on the Rif. Every shtickle in the Baal Amar is a hasaga on the Rif. In this shtickle, he says a chiddush on the Gemara, a limitation on the din of the Gemara, but he doesn't seem to, he doesn't bring down, he doesn't say how he's arguing on the Rif. Zak the Ritva, the kavana of the Baal Amar was to say that because of his chiddush, medemis for enfit the kash of the Rif. The Rif was bothered that how could you be miyashev the din of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel with the din of Rav Yechim and break in the Mishnah. If Rav Yehuda Shmuel is right that Layasel of Atrapas, so how could Rav Yechim and Breke say that Hatei Nesem Shusla Adam Lahanche Lachom Yishe Yirtze? How could it be Manche? Whatever he gives him, we're going to say he's only making him an Apotropos. So to that, the Baal Amar answered, no, the din of Layasel of Atrapas is a very limited halacha. It's only when there's a need for an Apotropos. But in cases where there's no need for an Apotropos, then we wouldn't say that. That's where the din of the Mishnah comes in. The Ritva says that Lamaisi doesn't like that Teretz. He agrees with most Rishain in the din of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, even when there is no need for an apotropos, because he says this is an apotropos that's not being made l'toivas the other Yarshim, but it's being made l'chvoidoy of the one that's being made in return apotropis. So sometimes you appoint somebody to a position for covet, even if there's no real need for the position. So the other Rishonim aren't mekabel this chiddush of the Baal Amar, aber zakh the ritva, but the Baal Amar intended it as a new teretz, a fourth teretz, to the kasha of the Rith. So again, to review in very bekitzer, the kasha was that if we're learning over here, le'asal apotropa, so where do we have the din that you could choose a ben ben abanim and make him your yoyish to be mancha l'chom yishayirtze? So the Rif says that over here we're talking about a kaysev and over there it's ba'imer. The Rashbam said that over here we're talking about lashon matana, over there it's lashon yerusha. The Rebbe Magash said that over here it's where you use an indefinite lashon, and over there we're talking about when you mevara heitev. And the Baal Amar says that over here we're talking about where there's a need for an apotropis, and the din of the Mishnah will be when all of the yerushim are adults and there's no need for an apotropis. And the last thing that I want to talk about, something that comes up at the end of the sugya, there's a Rashbam that makes a very interesting comment, 4 lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara clarifies shayla about isha itzel b'nei habal. If a person is kesef nechasef l'ishtai, but it's not the wife that's the mother of his children, he had children from a previous wife, and now he's married to a different wife, and he writes his nechasim to that wife. So the Gemara clarifies a shayla, do we say over there also le'asoa l'apetropa? And the Rashbam explains, the reason why over here it's not so poshut is because einin chayavim b'chvoid kol kach. Over here, the children are not so chayav in her kavod because the whole chiv is learned meyitur dekra. It's only learned from an extra pasuk, es avichel rabbis, eshet ha'av. Over here, the children, to this woman, it's not their mother, but it's their father's wife, it's their stepfather. The Gemara learns that out from a drash, a kavod es avicha, the es is marba, eshet ha'av, so it's like the Rashbam, so it's not such a great chiv. Therefore, it's not so poshut to the Gemara that we would say over here also le'asoel apetropa, which after all is because of the chi of kavod. Pek the marshal akasha. How could you say? How could the Gemara declare that maybe the eishes ha'av, the din is less poshut because the chi of kavod is only learned out from a yitura? What about the din that was said right at the beginning of the Gemara? The Gemara said pshita b'nei ha'gadol le'asoel apetropa. The b'nei ha'gadol, where's that chi of kavod learned from? That's learned even less than an S. That's learned from the Vav of the S. Kabet es avicha ve'es imecha. And from there we learn out, achicha ha'gadol. So that's also only learned from a yitura. So why is that any more pashut than the din of the eishes ha'av? As they frek the marshal. And frek the marshal. And he also asks, and besides, what's pshat in chayavim kol kach, because it's only yitura dekra. Yitura dekra is the chadrasha, as Joshua makes a din de reisa. So if it's a din de reisa, it's a real chiv covered. How can we say this is a bigger chiv, a smaller chiv? Zok the marshal in the Chachma Shlomai. What the Rashbam means when he says the nachayavim bechoy de kol kach, what he means is that they're not chayav la'achar misa. That since it's only learned from a yitura, what that means is that it's not an independent chiyuv. You're only chayev to be mechaved a eshes av, a stepfather, as part of the way that you give kavod to your father. There's a mitzvah of kibud av, and you're mechaved your father by being mechaved his wife. And meila, after the father dies, then there's no more chiyuv to be mechaved his wife. So that's what the Rashbam means. Since it's only learned from a yitura, so the chiyuv disappears after your father dies. Meila, now when he's a shchimim writing, he's writing what should happen after he dies. So then there's a svar to say that he doesn't really mean to be giving it, that he doesn't really mean to be making her an apotropa, to be mechavid her, because after he dies, there's not going to be any more chiyuv of kavod. That's when the Rashal wants to learn pshat in this line of the Rashbam about the eishes ha'av. But the Rashal, you'll notice, is comparing this to the achicha ha'gada. And he means to be differentiating that the eishes ha'av, that doesn't apply to achar misa, implying a rachicha gadol, that chiv is still there la'achar misa. Aber the ma'aseh, this is Ramban. The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvos, in his Hasagas on Sefer Mitzvos, Sheirish Sheni, the Ramban says that the same vert that the Marshal just said about eishes ha'av, that's true for the achicha gadol also. The Ramban learns that which the Torah is mechaved is mitzaveh, that we should be mechaved achicha ha'gadol, is not because of the achicha ha'gadol be'etzem, but it's because it gives nachas ruach to the father, that to the father and the mother, that people are mechaved the achicha ha'gadol, and it's all a part of the mitzvah of kibud av, and once the father dies, then the mitzvah of achicha ha'gadol also goes away. The younger children don't have to be mechaved the achicha ha'gadol after the father dies, as Zayzak the Ramban. According to this part of the Ramban, the whole chiluk of the marshal falls away. Now, the Mechaz Chinuch, a mitzvah Lamed Gimel, Eitz Aleph, The Mechetz Chinuch is medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam is Mamram Paragvav Halacha Tetzvav, that the Rambam doesn't agree with this Ramban. Because the Rambam brings down the halacha of Achicha HaGadol, then he brings down the halacha of Eishes Ha'av, and he says that that doesn't continue La'achar Misa. So it's mashma that the mitzvah of being mechaben and Achicha HaGadol, that does continue even La'achar Misa. So it's machlik is Rambam and Ramban. So the chayr, the pshat that the Marshal said in our Gemara is a geshmak, a pshat lafi, what the Mechetz Chinuch is medayik bedas the Rambam. That Achicha HaGadol, that applies even La'achar Misa, that you still have to be mechaben him, so there it's partial that you're making him into an apotropa. But the Eishes Ha'av, that only applies with Chayim and not La'achar Misa, so the Gemara declares the Shaila, maybe it shouldn't apply La'achar Misa. Oh, but Lefi the Ramban, that they both apply La'achar Misa. So then what's Pshat and the Chiluk that the Gemara makes, Maishna, that the Achicha Gadla should be more partial than the Eishes Ha'av. Oh, but take a look in the Marsha, there's a long shtuk in the Marsha, where he disagrees with how the Marshal explains our Gemara, and the basic state of the Marsha is that it's not all totally on there being a Chiv Kavod, als the mitzvah of kavanas avicha v'asimecha, but it's totally on where b'mitzias we think in human nature people are going to be concerned about the kavod, and they result the marsha that there's a stronger concern. People are more concerned about their children being mechabed one another than they are about their children being mechabed their wife. That's just a human nature vert that the chiluk that the Gemara is making, and that's why it's more pashut that you're making an apotropa by Achicha HaGadol, by Benoi, more so than by Isha Eitzel B'nei Habal. That's how the Marsha explains the Chilik, and Lefizah, Avada, you don't see anything from our Gemara about the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim, so then there's no kasha on the Ramban.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.